One of the biggest hits at the Elizabethan box office was Christopher Marlowe's blackly comic tragedy of Barabbas, the rich Jew of Malta. The full title of Shakespeare's play, written a few years later, was The Comical History of the Merchant, or otherwise called The Jew, of Venice. It was a conscious reply to Marlowe. Shylock, the Jew, only appears in 5 scenes, and yet he dominates the play. He can be played as a comic villain like Barabbas, but he has a humanity and a dignity all his own, revealed above all in his famous questions, "Hath not a Jew eyes?" and "If you prick us, do we not bleed?" He may be wicked, but the other Venetians, mercantile and self-interested, are hardly virtuous. For the positive values of justice, mercy, and love, we must look to Portia, a character who travels to the city and dresses as a man of law, but who really belongs to the other world of Belmont, and she revels in her womanly right to choose between her suitors. The Merchant of Venice is an anatomy of the preoccupations and prejudices of a money-obsessed society. The demonized Jewish moneylender is the dark unconscious of capitalism itself.
The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. With Warren Mitchell, Martin Jarvis, Juliet Aubrey and Samuel West. With original music by Barrington Feelong.